This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Winds are picking up in Southern California, and that could mean faster spreading wildfires. Here's Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
These winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County very high.
Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered 1,000 more members of the National Guard to Los Angeles. The scope of the destruction in the area is widespread, says CBS's Laura Haefeli.
Flying above the smoke and flames, a California Air National Guard helicopter dumps fire retardant on the Palisades Fire. As multiple wildfires continue to rage despite massive efforts over the past few days, residents are hoping to return to their neighborhoods. Avanti Prasanna grew up in the Palisades.
It's still heartbreaking, even if your house is there, to know that what I always thought was one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Los Angeles is just gone.
Organizations are rushing to the aid of the tens of thousands of people who've been displaced by the fires.
Mariana is one of over 100,000 evacuees from across L.A. County.
It's just heartbreaking. It's devastating.
The Red Cross has opened 9 evacuation centers here. Spokesperson Mimi Teller.
We are doing everything we can right now just to make sure people are safe and that they don't feel alone, because there is a lot of loss out there.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Los Angeles.
President-elect Donald Trump's choices for his cabinet will be on Capitol Hill for their confirmation hearings this week, including Pam Bondi, who Trump wants to be his attorney general. Republican Senator Katie Britt was asked about Bondi by anchor Jake Tapper on CNN.
Why would you think somebody who's willing to lie about the election results in Pennsylvania is going to restore integrity in the Justice Department the way that you are calling for?
Look, Jake, I've had very direct conversations with each and every one of these nominees that I've had the opportunity to sit down with. I take my duty as a United States Senator seriously.
Outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray says China is preparing to do serious damage to this country, and that threat isn't getting the attention it deserves.
Chinese government's prepositioning on American civilian critical infrastructure to lie in wait on those networks to be in a position to wreak havoc and can inflict real-world harm at a time and place of their choosing.
Wray spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. There's word that we may be close to the release of some of the hostages held by Hamas. President Biden spoke about the negotiations today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. American officials are trying to reach a Gaza hostage and ceasefire deal before Biden leaves office. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries tonight, or maybe a light snow shower. Otherwise, cloudy skies, low temp of 2 below, and wind chills at 10 to 20 below zero. Still cold for Monday, partly sunny. Air temp of 5 and wind chills at 15 to 20 below. Bitter cold Monday night.
It's 21 right now.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I saw you standing in the corner on the edge of a burning light. I saw you standing in the corner. Come to me again in the cold, cold night. In the cold, cold night.
The greatest thing was heard. 'Cause
there, decorated in fire's flames. Cause it's a cold spider, cold spider.
Fabulous psychedelic weirdness. That was CA Quintet. I don't know if that's a person or a band, with Cold Spider. Oh, I love psychedelics. That's awesome. And before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music with a classic by the White Stripes, In the Cold, Cold Night, from their awesome album, Elephant. Coming up, we have a band that kind of made it sort of big in the 1990s. They were bunched in with all those Britpop bands, but they were more of a blue-eyed soul group, and they had a really weird name. But they did come up with some pretty good songs, including this one. Here's Wet, Wet, Wet with Cold, Cold Heart.
From the start, so good for your mystery. And I don't know, happy from the start. Then ripped and torn apart. Looking more place within your heart. Oh, cold, cold heart, like the stars that shine so bright. Cold, cold heart of mine. Don't you remember? Cold, cold heart. Cold, cold heart. Mine. Love's for nothing, but you try to get much more. Looking for something you've never had before. The words left unspoken just walk right out the door. Forevermore, forevermore. Ooh, the magic, the love with the magic. Ooh, the lights are still so bright.
Rabinick, better known as Dr. John, from his fabulous album In the Right Place. That was Cold, Cold, Cold. Just repeat it after me, everyone. Keep saying it, because that's what we're facing right now. Coming up here on Seth Faces the Music, we have an artist that I think I've played him once or twice. He's a more recent artist. He is extremely successful. He has sold millions upon millions of records, and he keeps it really simple. And he's a great songwriter to boot. Find out who it is when we come back right here on WFHR.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching,
I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She's like cold coffee in the morning. I'm drunk off last night's whiskey and coke. She'll make me shiver without warning and make me laugh as if I'm in on the joke. And you can stay with me forever, or you could stay with me for now and tell me if I'm wrong and tell me if I'm right. So please go back to sleep and stay with me forever. Or you could stay with me for now and tell me if I'm.
I love the way you wake me up.
fall asleep tonight. Cold feet. I keep her in my arms right from the girl with the line that's so mean. Oh, I think I just lost my nerve. I think I got cold feet. I've been around for a long, long time. I've had plenty of girls. I used to talk that trash and feed them alive. Sing them out of this world. My shit, my nerves, baby. This girl, I just got to meet. Oh, oh, I don't think I'm ready. I think I got cold feet. Woo! For a long, long time, I could fat plenty of girls. I like to talk that trash and feed them alive. Sing them out of this world. I've got my mind set, my nerves steady. This girl, I just got to meet. Oh, oh, I don't think I'm ready. I think I got cold feet. I think I got cold feet.
One of the lesser known groups from the Chess record stable, that was the Moonglows with Cold Feet. And before that, we heard from the fabulous Ed Sheeran, Cold Coffee from his album Five. Just Five. On the way here, ladies and gentlemen, we have an artist who was part of a very good soul. I don't know if you want to call it a group or a sound or whatever it was. It wasn't Motown. It wasn't Stax Records. It wasn't Muscle Shoals. It was in Philadelphia, and it was in the 1970s, and he was one of the great voices to come out of there. Here is Teddy Pendergrass, Cold, Cold World.
From one friend to another, it seems that something's been bothering you. If you've got a minute, maybe there's something that I can say or do. See, I realize that life has its changes, and sometimes things just don't go right. But here's one thing I want you to think about as you lie in your bed tonight. When the whole world seems against you, and your whole life seems unborn, and all you ever wanted was a little peace. I can understand just how you feel, but a little bit of peace of mind nowadays is so hard to find. You can't even find it in your sleep. Here's some advice that I think you should keep in mind.
Don't let this cold world get you down.
Be strong, hold on.
Don't let this cold world get you down.
Don't let it get you down. No.
Cold, cold world get you down.
Don't cry no more. What in the world do you think that a friend is for? See, there's always something
when things don't always go your way, you've got to prepare yourself each and every day for the things that life will put you through. I'm telling you, will you listen to me?
In my pocket, I'm out in the cold.
From their classic album, Into the Great Wide Open, that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Out in the Cold. One more section coming up here on Seth Faces the Music this week. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. Got a couple more great songs on the way, including a one-off band. I believe they only recorded one album, but the lead singer was jumping around. He was a very interesting case. We'll talk a little bit more about him when we come back right here on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries tonight or maybe a light snow shower. Otherwise, cloudy skies, low temp of 2 below, and wind chills at 10 to 20 below zero. Still cold for Monday, partly sunny. Air temp of 5 and wind chills at 15 to 20 below. Bitter cold Monday night.
It's 21 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I want to
Album CSN, Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Cold Rain. And before that, we heard from the Communards with a song called So Cold the Night, which was, by the way, a big hit in Europe, not so much in the United States. The Communards was a band headed by Jimmy Somerville, who had just broken up Bronski Beat, who had also had a couple of hits in Europe, and then later on went on to a very successful solo career, one of the first openly gay performers in the pop music scene. So a big shout out to Jimmy Somerville and his long and distinguished career. Up next, we have a band that's basically a known as a one-hit wonder. They had a very good album to go along with it back in 1980, and here's another song from there. Here is The Vapors with Cold War.
state I'm in. Is this a military state? Is this a military state I'm in? Is this a military state? Is this a military state?
And that just about does it, ladies and gentlemen, for Seth Faces the Music this week. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. You make it easy to make this the second greatest radio show in the entire state of Wisconsin. We're going to go out with one more song here. We're talking 80s soul with a pretty much forgotten altogether group. It's a pretty good song, though. Here's Club Nouveau. It's a cold, cold world. So long, everybody.
She has no address. The president sends money just to help another country, while the people on our streets are growing hungry every day. Millions spent on weapons just to kill another man. And when it's all over, there's nothing left. I just don't understand now. It's a cold, cold world.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Santa Ana winds are picking up again, making extinguishing the 6 major fires burning in and around Los Angeles even more difficult. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Moroni says it may be a few days before those winds die down and evacuees can get back to their homes.
The next predicted red flag ends on Wednesday. So please rest assured that first thing Thursday, we will start talking about repopulation in evacuation order and warning areas.
Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered 1,000 more National Guardsmen to head to Los Angeles, bringing the total to 2,500. CBS's Maurice Dubois says losses from the fires is almost incomprehensible.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom said he thinks these wildfires will be the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. Quote,